It's such a silly thing to have done. I should never have tried to dust. Zulema says to me every time she comes, Doris, do not attempt to dust. The dusting is my department. That's what the council pay me for. You are now a lady of leisure. Your dusting days are over. Which would be all right, provided she did dust. But Zulema doesn't dust. She half dusts. I know when a place isn't clean. When she's going, she says, Doris, I don't want to hear that you've been touching the Eubank. The Eubank is out of bounds. I said I could just run round with it now and again. She said, you can't run anywhere. You're on trial here. I said, what for? She said, for being on your own, for not behaving sensibly, for not acting like a woman of 75 who has a pacemaker and dizzy spells and doesn't have the sense she was born with. I said, yes, Zulema. She says, what you don't understand, Doris, is that I am the only person that stands between you and Stafford House. I have to report on you. The welfare say to me every time she comes, well, Zulema, how is she coping? Wouldn't she be better off in Stafford House? I said they don't put people in Stafford House just for running round with Eubank. No, she says, they bend over backwards to keep you in your own home. But Doris, you've got to meet them halfway. You're 75. Pull your horns in. You don't have to swill the flags. You don't have to clean the bath. Let the dirt wait. It won't kill you. I'm here every week. I was glad when she'd gone, dictating. I sat for a bit looking up at me and Wilfred on the wedding photo, and I thought, well, Zulema, I bet you haven't dusted the top of that. I used to be able to reach, only I can't now. So I got the buffet and I climbed up. And she hadn't. Thick with dust. Home help, home hindrance. You're better off doing it yourself. And I was just wiping it over when, oh hell, the flaming buffet went over.